Hello, Panda Cubs， 小猫宝宝，你们好。An update， 一个更新。Today， 今天 ，I'm trying something different， 我试试一个新的做法。For this bilingual episode and hopefully future ones, I will be transitioning in and out of English and Chinese instead of saying the same sentence twice in both languages, like I'm doing this intro.所以这次的双语剧集和可能以后的我会用一句中文然后下一句英文的模式来讲故事而不是我现在做的那就是说同一句话读两遍。所以我希望呢这样可以帮助我们快要达到双语水平的听众们练习他们的中或英文听力。So I'm hoping that this will help our almost bilingual listeners practice comprehension in both languages. 我呢也会把这一集做成全中文和全英文版的。So I will also post a Chinese-only and English-only version of this podcast as well. So please leave the podcast a review. I'll put the link in show notes and let me know what you think. 所以请在我们的 podcast 或者微信公众号上给我留个言给点反馈。So any feedback I get from you is incredibly encouraging, lets me know that you're listening, and highly appreciated. 所以非常非常谢谢。All right, 好，那我们开始讲故事吧。Now, let us begin our story. Today, 今天我们继续讲《西游记》第十三集。This is episode 13 of Journey to the West. The Dragon Palace, 龙王宫。上次我们说到 ，The Monkey King 孙悟空 had just stolen all of the weapons from 傲来国。没过多久 ，Every single monkey on 花果山都有了自己的拿手兵器。Every monkey, that is, 除了美猴王。怎么了，大王？ The monkeys asked. 这些兵器都太轻了， Wukong replied. Not a single one suits me. 这时候，四只老猴子站了出来。The first,was the monkey who had led all the monkeys to the waterfall. 第二只是让美猴王去找神仙的那位。The third had suggested Wukong visit the kingdom of 傲来for weapons. 这时候第四只猴子说 My king, these weapons were made by mere mortals. 但是你已经成仙了。To find a weapon worthy of you, 你得去向神仙要。The little silver river underneath 水帘洞's bridge runs deep. 事实上，顺着它，可以直接去到东海龙王的宫殿。Great King, why don't you ask the Dragon King for a worthy weapon instead? 于是呀悟空往东海龙王宫出发了。And so the Monkey King dived into the little silver river under the gleaming bridge. 他念了一个水中呼吸的咒语 and began to swim. 他游啊游啊 and swam deeper and deeper until the water grew as black as night. 游了好久好久悟空看见了光亮。He had arrived at the palace of the Dragon King. 这时候，龙王正在喝茶呢。The Monkey King swaggered into the palace, heading straight for the Dragon Throne. 一对螃蟹警卫气喘吁吁地跟着他的后面。Who is this? The Dragon King asked.
哎呀龙王
the crab guards gasped.
我们实在没法拦住他。
He says he is our neighbor. Wukong laughed and said to the Dragon King, 我是花果山的猴王。I am in need of a weapon. 而我听说你有不少宝贝。The Dragon King nodded. The royal armory was indeed full of weapons.
他还是可以分享一件小的给这位猴脸神仙。
And so he ordered his soldiers to bring the Monkey King a weapon.
不久，一位鱼儿士兵拿了一把剑过来。
悟空 picked it up and tested it. Too light, he said.
龙王皱了皱眉头。
Too light, he thought to himself.
我得好好教训教训这猴子。把沉重的兵器给我拿过来。
The Dragon King commanded, eyes flashing.
很快，六位大鲨鱼士兵游了进来。
Carrying a massive pitchfork on their backs.
哈，龙王心想，我倒是要看看这小猴子怎么把这个拿起来。
So Wukong swam over to the shark soldiers, and
只用一只手，
he reached out and picked up the steel pitchfork.
他一边轻松地转动着钢叉。
And he looked at the Dragon King.
轻，太轻了，老龙王。
Can't you do better than this?
龙王惊呆了。
Light, he gasped. That pitchfork is 3,600
重啊。
This is the heaviest weapon we have.
好吧。龙王喃喃自语道。
There is a magic iron rod that not even I can lift.
要不就让猴子去试试。
When he fails,
他搬不动，肯定也就走了。
But Wukong's sharp ears had heard the Dragon King's every word.
太棒了， Wukong laughed. 老龙王，
old dragon,Lead the way.
带路吧。
Hi, Panda Cubs.
今天的故事就讲到这里了。
What is the magic iron and what happened next?
那是个怎样神奇的铁棒呢？接下来发生了什么？我们下次再说。
We will continue our story next time.
Goodbye. 再见。
Hi, y'all. Actually, one last thing. I'm sorry that this episode is coming out later than expected. This term has been incredibly busy for me, with school and also with the new 100 Characters project.I'd like to take time here to thank Wenjia very, very much for upping her responsibility of managing a WeChat account and doing my Chinese edits to actually translating this episode and hopefully future episodes as well. So I hope to continue making these, and I will see you next week.
大家好，我在最后这一个部分给大家先道个歉，就是这一集来的比较晚，我这学期蛮忙的，然后又开始了那个新的100个汉字项目，所以我在这里想非常感谢文佳。他不仅在管理我们熊猫宝宝的微信公众号，他也是为这一集做的中文翻译，然后以后可能也会是他做的这个中文翻译。So, thank you very much, 谢谢，下个星期见。